More Heart Than Talent Radio.
More Heart Than Talent Radio is brought to you today by my new Breakthrough Factor audio program. The Breakthrough Factor audio training is 7 hours of breakthrough content, and today I'm going to give it to you for free. This training is currently for sale on my website for $497. You're probably wondering why. The simple answer is I want to persuade you to try my new coaching program called the Jeffrey Combs Inner Circle, because it's my proven system to teach everyday people and entrepreneurs how to break through to success. When you join the Jeffrey Combs Inner Circle, you will participate in 2 private video coaching calls per month that you and other members receive access to. On each call, the first half, I will be teaching the skill of the week and giving you an assignment related to the topic. You will have the opportunity to post your homework in my private JCIC Facebook group. The Facebook group is a place where you can interact with me, my Golden Mastermind team, and other JCIC members. On the second half of the coaching call, I'll be coaching JCIC members one-on-one live for you to observe. As a member, you can register for your own live one-on-one coaching session during this call. They're all recorded and posted in the JCIC members area. So as an active member, you can log in and review any past coaching sessions. You will also receive a new members welcome kit and my new Breakthrough Factor audio program absolutely free for joining. You can sign up today for just $197. This is no ordinary coaching program. Sign up now to begin your breakthrough process now.
Go to goldenmastermind.com/circle to get started today. Tuesday afternoon, Jeffrey Combs, More Heart Than Talent. The video version, Facebook Live. Welcome to the call. Month number one, officially the first month, passing the first month of the launch of the Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, More Heart Than Talent Facebook Live. So if you're watching here, welcome to the call. We're going to move right into the inspirational portion of the call in just a minute or so. Frank Pecoraro, my paisano, good to see you, my brother. Thank you for joining me here this afternoon. Have a great call for you today. And the call topic today is understanding the roots of perfection, overcoming the perfection trap. And some of the content is going to come from this book right here, The Procrastination Cure. Now, that book was originally written in 2010, and the version of it then was called From Procrastination to Production. So that's the original version, and that is the publisher's version in Career Press that you can find in every Barnes and Noble. A little content also for you. My favorite author is David Hawkins, and Hawkins actually recommends this book. It is called Mindful Universe, written by Henry P. Stapp. Mindful Universe, Henry P. Stapp. For those of you who really like quantum physics, the quantum field, and also recovery and healing, that is a great book that will really further your deep understanding of cause and effect and why you do what you do. A few quick announcements and acknowledgments. Thank you to Brittany Carr last Saturday, who in Los Angeles, California, absolutely crushed it. I had the privilege of spending Saturday with Brittany, Marissa Campbell, Debbie, and Jeff Beebe. Thank you very much. Great following in Los Angeles, California, and I'll be back there on December 29th at the Hilton LAX, and on November 17th, I'll be in Orange County, California with Marissa and Doug Campbell. So thank you. This Saturday, I want to thank Carlotta Davis. I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. And then September 15th, I'll be in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find out all my events on my website, www.goldenmastermind.com. Now let's move into the inspirational portion of today's call. I have about 27 minutes of content for you. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to look at what procrastination means, because today's topic is on procrastination. Now, for those of you who have seen me speak many, many, many times, I love to use a whiteboard and a black pen or a blue pen. So here's what we're covering today. A-V-O-I-D, avoid. Procrastination means to avoid. It's a Latin term, procrastinare, meaning to avoid. Now, on today's content, we're going to start off with before we jump into the content, let me know in the comments section, where are you watching this from today? So Frank Precoraro, there's a high probability he's in Albany, New York. Matt Smith, there's a high probability that you are in somewhere in Baltimore. Louise Canfield, you are in St. Louis. Trisha Phillips, I don't know where you're watching from. Chris Shar is right here to the right of my desk. So please, in the comments section, let us know where you are checking in from. And as I said, this Saturday will be in Atlanta, Stockton on 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then St. Louis on the 15th. And what we're going to do is move into the inspirational portion of today's training, understanding the roots of perfection, understanding the roots of perfection, then overcoming the perfection trap. Now, there's a couple of forms of perfection. One is practical and one is neurotic. So practical perfection. I consider myself a practical perfectionist. I am very neat, detailed, methodical, systematic, and organized. Some people misconstrue that and they'll say this, you are OCD. And I'll say, actually, I'm not OCD. I'm a practical perfectionist. Actually, I don't even say anything to that person because that person's putting me in a position I have to validate, justify, and explain myself. Now, there is a routine that can really assist you in perfection beginning a day. Now, you want to learn to start the day on the right foot rather than the left foot, meaning that you want to start the day in a relaxed space, in a relaxed body. And if you're neurotic, there's a high probability you will wake up overwhelmed. If you go to bed worried, you'll wake up worried. If you spend the day worried, you're a chronic worrier. And a lot of worrying creates procrastination. Because when you worry, you're worried about futures that you cannot control, and what you end up controlling is not failing. And a lot of procrastination is versed in avoiding perceived pain. That's what a lot of procrastination is about. So this is why many people have challenges going to the dentist. They'll cancel their dental appointment because they're afraid that what's going to happen will be very painful. Oh, I'm going to get a root canal. It's going to be very painful. It's going to be very expensive and very painful. The addicted brain latches on to previous feelings based on past events that are unresolved. It grabs on to pictures and events that creates a neurochemical feeling that creates suffering, worry, and disappointment. Now, the key to recovery is to be able to understand why you do what you do, and then separate your feelings from the events. Breathe more frequently in a longer breath cycle rather than a short breath cycle like this. This is what creates procrastination, is an overwhelmed state of being in an overwhelmed body. And if you're unorganized, there's a high probability you're avoiding being and staying organized because it would contradict your behavior. What many addicts have challenges understanding is that an addicted state creates a neurochemical high. It's the neurochemical high that creates the addiction. So when I point out to people they're addicted to disappointment or they're addicted to struggling or worrying or suffering, they go, no, you have no understanding. You don't understand. There's no way I'd want to do that. I do understand, and I understand that as a recovering addict, we do what is familiar. We recreate a situation over and over to fulfill a feeling that we are emotionally and neurochemically addicted to, and this keeps us doing the same situation over and over, forming an anxiety, fear, and doubt, which creates avoidance and procrastination. If you own a business and you have ideals, goals, dreams, to be able to live a good life, well, that good life is not going to be lived by avoiding. And many people get ready to get ready. They get more education. They educate themselves more. And what they're really doing is they're medicating themselves emotionally to avoid the perceived pain of failing. So it's not failure that you avoid. It's typically this one word. So a lot of procrastination is well-versed in this one word. So procrastination represents this, change. It represents the end of the era, the death of the ego. And that's what many people do, is they avoid changing. And the most common question that they will ask me are these three words. Here it is. How do I? How do I? How do I? How do I? It's not how do you, it's why don't you? Now, letting go of procrastination, like any addiction, is a skill. And the skill is practiced minutely, hourly, segments of the day, and then obviously daily, so that when you go to bed, you have under your belt, on your nightstand, in your wheelhouse, one day of recovery. That's the repetition and experience required to be able to be and stay in a recovery state. Now, recovery state is a state of being called awareness. And when you're aware of your feelings, you're aware of your emotions, you're aware of your surroundings, you're aware of people. And what this means is that you are beginning to heighten a word that most people don't use very frequently in their communication style. It's spelled, I'll lay it out for you. Here it is, right here. Trust. So that means that as you become the, as you start to let go of the mind-body connections, the events that shape your feelings, you're starting to trust your feelings rather than avoid your feelings. Now, if you grew up in a household where you learned that getting that feeling can get you in trouble, then you'll start to think. You'll analyze, you'll stay in your head, you'll get overwhelmed, and you'll rationalize a lot of situations that lead to your avoidance tendencies. What is perfection? Well, perfection is more than one meaning. Perfection means to do perfect. Now, none of us are perfect, but yet we strive for perfection, or some of us do. So, but if you take perfection to a neurotic state, then it becomes neurotic perfection, meaning that no matter what you do, it is never good enough. Now, as you begin to live in a more relaxed body, in a more relaxed state called consciousness, consciousness allows you to be in a state called awareness. The awareness and consciousness what allows you to be in the web of consciousness, and that web of consciousness allows you to access content from different energy fields. Those different energy fields would allow you to create synchronicity, synchrodestiny, meaningful coincidences, miracles, miraculous situations can happen, not because of you, but because of who you let go of. As you begin to let go, you enter a field called awareness. That aware state of consciousness is also connected to enlightenment. This comes from joy, bliss, love, and most importantly, esteem. As you start to enhance and build your esteem, means that you give yourself permission to be and stay lovable. You are enough. And being enough is not dependent on a reward or recognition. Being enough is. It just is. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to understand it, but you know it. And as you begin to know, that's trust. And that trust allows you to be able to perform in a more relaxed body and relaxed in a relaxed body. And so perfection takes on a different meaning. So if you are very clear, you're very committed, and you're decisive, and you know who you are, then you won't have challenges with perfection. But if you don't know who you are, if you get overwhelmed, if you're uncertain, not clear, you'll wrestle with doing things right. Because in a right-wrong dichotomy, it's called a force-counter-force situation, in a black-and-white world, you're either right or you're wrong. And what many people do is they avoid being wrong. Even though they want to be right, they put more energy into being not being wrong, and they avoid failing, and that's what procrastination means. Procrastination is deep-seated in the soul based on a series of events where you've been traumatized. You're told you're bad. You get picked on in the playground. Two or three girls single you out. Two or three boys single you out. No matter what you do, it's not good enough. You're the last child. You're the first child. You're the middle child. You get a B+ rather than an A-. You score 12 points, not 20 points. You don't make it in band. You don't make it on the speech team. You don't make it. You get cut. You get put in a position you have to repeat the third grade. You get called names. You get called that you're dumb, you're stupid. You have ADD, all these situations. And these are the situations that create an emotional state called anxiety, fear, and doubt. And it's in anxiety, fear, and doubt where procrastination has its roots, because you are so anxious, worried, and overwhelmed about doing things right and doing it perfect. And what many people say to themselves, if I can't do it right, i.e. perfect, I'm not doing it at all. That is procrastination. Now, when you have a better understanding of cause, that's the events. You have a better understanding of why you do. That means that that's the awareness. As you begin to live in a more in a higher state of being called consciousness, now you can separate your feelings from events. This is not a how do I state. It's an I am state. Why would you want to hold on to someone? Why would you want to make someone else wrong for your feelings? That's the power of letting go. That's forgiveness, gratitude, and then living in consciousness as you're able to do this. Now, in perfection, you want to be able to, instead of being perfect, you want to be effective. EFFECTIVE, effective. Now, if you're effective, that means you're focused on results. And you want to be able to step out of the win-lose dichotomy. I don't always focus on a result. I focus on the skill. It's the skill that creates the result. But many people avoid the skill, learning the skill, because they're afraid of the outcome. And that's what gives them permission to procrastinate. As you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, you will no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shape feelings. That is the essence of letting go. When you take deep breaths and separate your feelings, you are actually changing your emotional state. You're changing from anxiety, fear, and doubt to a state of awareness called consciousness. And it's that conscious state of awareness that allows you to raise your energy, to raise your vibration. And this is what also will change who and what you attract. When you're a chronic avoider, there's a high probability you also will become a chronic hoarder. When you're a chronic avoider, there's also a high probability that you will be late frequently. When you are a procrastinator, there's a high probability that you will be overwhelmed. When you're a procrastinator, there's a high probability that you will make other people wrong to fulfill your feelings of being right. And these are some of the situations that will hinder you when it comes to procrastination. How do I overcome being a procrastinator? By committing, number one. You commit to the process of letting go. Letting go is the ability to separate my feelings from the events that shape them and then understanding why you do what you do. Where do procrastinators' beliefs come from? They come from these topics. Pressure to perform from parents' expectations is a very high probability that that happens to you. Defense against a chaotic, unpredictable, or unsafe home. If you grew up in an unsafe home in a very chaotic state, that means your body's going to react to the stimulus. That means early in your life, you're going to start to flex and flinch. Your body's going to flex and flinch. And it's going to be in an overwhelmed state called anxiety. And it's that anxiety that keeps you perpetuating the same situation over and over. So how do you take perfection and turn it into practical perfection? By just a very slight change in perception. If you are so perfectionistic that you can't start, you could relax in your energy instead of being so intense, you could be in relaxed intensity. You can relax a little in your perfection and take perfection to a task well done. What many people do is they don't make their bed in the morning because they go, well, why would I make it? I'm just going to get in it tonight. Well, but you could also make that bed and feel pride and dignity about the task well done. It's also the first action that you would take in a day to create a productive day. Now, when you start the day off avoiding production, what other places do you avoid production or results? That's what many people do. They spend their entire day getting ready to get ready. They educate themselves. They medicate themselves. But they never really step into the action process of recovery and transformation. Recovery and transformation require action steps. Not only reading, but the action of it. Learning the skill of your vocation, learning the skill of your trade, learning the skill of your job, learning the skill of being a success or a health coach, mastering the emotions of it, learning the inner game of it. This cannot be done by procrastinating. This can only be done by understanding that action is paramount, and that paramount action is going to create the repetition and experience. Yes, but you don't understand. I have deep-seated fears of rejection. Well, let's look at rejection, because many people procrastinate about this because of what happened in their home. If you got rejected in your home, if you're not good enough, if you have parents who are highly critical, if you get called to task, called on the carpet, you have to repeat a grade, any multitude of situations, you get singled out by a teacher or by classmates, this creates a stimulus and response situation, fight or flight, anxiety, worry, and doubt. And it's in that state that the brain starts to become emotionally addicted to a set of feelings. Then as a child, all of a sudden you become 20 years old. 20, you become 30. 30, you become 40. You marry people, you date people, you mate people who fulfill these same feelings of abandonment, rejection. Then you stay in the relationship because you're too guilty to leave. And that's what many people do when it comes to an addiction. They're too guilty to change. Even though they know change would be better or change might possibly be good, change represents the unknown. But when you live in a no state, K-N-O-W, when you know, then you're living in a state of trust. Then you don't worry about situations that are going on in the world. Now, what a lot of procrastination also breaks down to is many, many layers of fear. And I'll show you how this looks on a whiteboard. So fear starts out here. Fear gets a little bigger. Then fear gets a little bigger. And then fear begins to consume your reality. So these are the four levels of fear. So that's, we end up fearing fear, and then we fear fear, and we end up fearing fear's fear, and now we're very fearful of the fear we're already fearful of, and this is how procrastination compounds. We're fearful of getting on an airplane because the plane might crash. We're fearful that the world might end because of what's going on with South Korea. We're fearful that our country's going to collapse because of who our president is. We're fearful that the market's going to collapse. We're fearful that we're going to lose our money. We're fearful we're not going to make enough money. We overwhelm ourselves. What we do is we hold on to a set of feelings and we stay in control of being out of control. That is acute procrastination. It means not only you're avoiding changing, but you begin to avoid life. And the more that you avoid, avoidance becomes an addiction. You go from avoiding to avoider to chronic avoidance. And that chronic avoidance is where you start to lose your meaning. And once you've lost your meaning, now you're moving down to the lowest states of energy called guilt, shame, grief, and apathy. And it's that type of energy that will absolutely suck the life out of you. These are the type of energy that you will find flaws in anything you do. Not only are you a perfectionist, but you become so perfectionist that you have to find the flaws in everything you do. You find the flaws in people, you find the flaws in a business, you find the flaws in a pay plan, you find the flaws in everyone. And when you encounter a flaw finder, you want to be able to diplomatically disengage from that energy and move on as quickly as possible, because that person is not looking for an opportunity, a result, transformation, or change. That person is looking for conflict. And it's in that conflict consciousness that so many people reside, in anger, hate, and resentment. And as you have a better understanding of why people do what they do, then you will understand this word predictability. Now, when you live in a pressure to perform to a set of expectations that you can never rise up to, well, then this is how people take perfection to a place that they avoid. They're so perfectionistic that they can't even start. They find the flaws before they even begin. That's because they had a critical parent or a critical brother and sister, a teacher somewhere along the line, who no matter what they did, it was never good enough. How do I let go of this? It's not a how do I am, it's an aware state. As you become aware of why you do what you do, it now gives you the opportunity to breathe into a feeling. Let your brain oxygenate. Let the energy drop down to your abdomen. Separate your feelings from the events. Be a lot more aware of why you do what you do. Daily, you practice simple discipline. You meditate more. You quiet your inner critic. You become much more aware of the words you use in the sentence structure, and you virtually begin to change. Not only change, but you change now. And that change becomes a quantum change. That change becomes a compound. That compounded change creates a quantum leap, where 2 plus 2 equals 16 units of change rather than 4. And it's that change, when you change rapidly, that people begin to notice it. They feel it. They join you. They want to be a part of what you're doing. They ask you, where did this come from? What happened to you? How can I be a part of this? This is the universe giving you the sign saying that you are in the process of transformation. You are in recovery. You are creating synchronicity on command. When you have a highly critical, shaming, or abusive parent, this also can create procrastination, because this creates the not good enough syndrome. No matter what you do, it's not good enough. Now, we tend to marry, mate, or date one of these people in our first relationships. Now, if you're in a situation without a spouse, there's still a possibility, a probability that two of you can come together and create an outcome. But there's also possibilities that some of the relationships you're in are not serving you. You have to be real clear on what that means. If you're in a job where you are chronically being put down, or no matter what you do is not good enough, will realize no one has a gun to your head to keep that job. If you're volunteering for certain situations and you're not feeling loved or not feeling rewarded, well, understand that's voluntary. You can voluntarily leave on any given moment. And so when it comes to procrastination, it also has another side, where many people stay in a place that's toxic, but it's comfortable because they avoid changing, because they don't know the outcome. So when you're able to effectively let go of the cause that creates the effect, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your anxiety. Procrastination is based in the emotion of overwhelm. Many people that get overwhelmed become chronic procrastinators. And when you procrastinate, that means you are a chronic avoider. Letting go of avoidance tendencies virtually means you're letting go of your story. Now, a lot of the stories that you tell yourself haven't and don't even haven't even happened. Many people won't write content on social media because of the anxiety of putting themselves out there. And I've asked people many times, what does this even mean? These words, out there. And I saw it. Joy said hello. Joy, hello. Isabella from Costa Rica, good to see you. Monica, good to see you. Julie, good to see you. So you were some of the people that are watching here today. So here's the term, out there. Where is out there? Is that a place in the quantum field? Is it out there? Is it outside of my window on the street right out there, right here by University of Pacific? Is that out there? Is that right in here in my left brain? Out there is typically right here. Right back here is your right brain. That's your limbic brain. That's the brain of intuition, the brain of extrasensory perception. And it's not even on your right brain. It's under and back on the right side of your neck, and your left brain is not really in your left brain. It comprises most of your head. The left brain is the analytical egoic mind, the mind of reason. It's the mind of reason that typically keeps you in a procrastination state. How do I? I was once on a show on the Oxygen Network where this book was featured, and the host asked me, well, how do you overcome procrastination? Well, the answer is simple. The first step in overcoming procrastination is rigorously and in rigorous honesty admit that you have procrastination tendencies. Break down where you tend to procrastinate in the isolated areas, or if you're a chronic procrastinator, break down the cause that creates the effect of why you do it. It's a state called metacognition where you can start to understand why you do what you do. Evaluate some of the events that shaped your feelings. Spend a little time forgiving, letting go, not holding other people responsible for your feelings, not making other people right or wrong. Move out of the black and white dichotomy of life called force and move into a place called esteem. Start to love yourself more frequently. Give yourself more recognition for the courage required to be able to put yourself in a place where you can own a business, change, inner recovery, any multitude of situations that require a conscious, aware state of changing the way you've been changing. There's other situations that happen that create procrastination. Believing your self-worth is determined by your achievements. Now, this is a really key point. Many people believe that their achievements create their esteem. Well, if you live in a production consciousness, that you're an addicted producer, that means if you're not producing, then you don't have an identity. Well, your identity doesn't want to be based on production. Your identity is based on you, and you are you, and you are free. So in esteem is really spelled with one letter. Esteem is I. Now, that is esteem, I. That is where you start with esteem, and then it's followed by a series of words that reinforce the transformation. I am lovable. I am capable. I am enough. I'm in recovery of procrastination. Where do I start when I'm so overwhelmed? Where do I start when there's so much clutter? You start one day at a time. You start in one corner of a room. It's a compounded effect. You start by having a very relaxed system. You start by letting go. You start by starting. You start by acknowledging. You start by changing. You start by giving yourself credit. You start by breathing. All of these are components to the word recovery. So any type of recovery means that you're changing the way you've been changing. You're letting go of that which is familiar. Now, even though this sounds very elementary, very few people practice the simple discipline of recovery. As you're in a recovery state, now, my client Julie Sharp, who I see Julie is on here right now, Julie informed me that through just a few simple, subtle changes after a coaching session, then doing what she's also doing on her own, four new clients and customers joined her team. And that was in a very short period of time. That can happen to all of you. That was a very synchronistic event for Julie, and that was the universe rewarding her for transforming. Now, you also want to don't get so excited that you collapse. Many of you go, oh my God, oh, I just had four sales. I've got to go out and tell the world about it so I can get recognized for it. No, a very relaxed producer who has very high self-esteem does not require any recognition or rewards for a task well done. That's why making your bed is a component of the whole process, because you make your bed because you should, and you make it, and you stand back from it, you go, oh my God. You don't have to take a picture of that and put it on Facebook. You don't require any recognition for it. You don't require any recognition for a task well done. Being compensated is recognition. Having a teammate thanking you for introducing them to the business or the product and service and benefit. And even that, your self-esteem is not based on rewards and recognition. Your self-esteem is based on love. As you love yourself, you won't procrastinate as much. Because a lot of your procrastination is being critical. A lot of procrastination is versed on being unloathing yourself, that's apathy, abandoning yourself, rejecting yourself, repressing your feelings based on unresolved issues, holding on to past events that do serve you. Now, this is one of the most challenging components. Now, I'm going to lay this out for you. This is what many people don't grasp. And I'll lay this out for you. And once you start to understand this, this is recovery at its finest. And this is really good content. Events serve my ego. So I'm going to really hold this up here. Events serve my ego. That's what happens. Now, this is how these events serve you. The events that shaped your feelings from the past create a neurochemical response called an emotion. Those emotions from the past that you hold on to that are repressed and misunderstood or forgotten and not resolved create a repressed state of being. It's those repressed states that the medical community likes to call depression or anxiety. In reality, those repressed states are unresolved issues that you don't understand, you forgot about, and then you created worry and anxiety about. As you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, that's when you begin to understand that those events don't serve you. The events that happen to you serve you because they keep you safe. And it's that safety that keeps you from failing. And by not failing, then you get to procrastinate. This is how procrastination becomes an identity. Procrastination is very well versed in not failing, not making a mistake, not getting in trouble. And that's what many people do. They stay safe, avoid getting in trouble, avoid making mistakes, avoid taking risk because they don't know the outcome. Now, this becomes an issue of control. As you begin to let go of the control that keeps you in control of being out of control, then you will no longer live in disappointment. And when you begin to become intolerant of other people's mistakes in businesses and personal relationships, that intolerability is what creates anger. Now, when you start to become tolerant, when you start to understand that human beings are predictable, when you let go of events that shape feelings, you start to emanate and transmute a different set of feelings called consciousness. It's in that consciousness that you transmute awareness. And in awareness, you transmute love, joy, bliss, and then you start to reach higher states of awareness called enlightenment. And as you begin to no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then you are you and you are free. So as you begin to produce and relax, you can live in a place called ease. And in the place called ease, life can become a lot easier. And the acronym for ease is like this. It's E-Z. And that's the objective. But what many people do is they live in a place called hard. And when they use this frequently in their communication style, it's hard and they guess and it's kinda and it's sorta. And they go through the motions of life. So in wrapping up today's content, understand this. The procrastination is well-versed in deep-seated in avoidance. Procrastination keeps you safe and keeps you avoiding from failing. The key to letting go of procrastination is understanding the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. Breathing in a longer breath cycle, practicing simple discipline, having a place to start where it doesn't have to be perfect. Put more energy into being effective than being perfect. And then if you're committed to being a perfectionist, become a practical perfectionist. Let go of being neurotic about it so you can produce and perform in a relaxed body. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. On every Tuesday, More Heart Than Talent, Mindset Video, Facebook Live, I offer free 20-minute coaching sessions. You can go directly to my Facebook page in Messenger. Let me know your name and your phone number, and I will be back with you in a very short period of time. I want to thank my team, Chris Schar, Carolyn Olson, Alec Friel, and Richard Falkers, the GMS Dream Team, for assisting me to facilitate today's call, putting all the components together. I want to thank all of you as we're here in the middle of August for being the business owners, entrepreneurs, transformational experts, enlightened beings that you are. This Saturday, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, with my very, very good friend, Carlotta Davis, and I look forward to seeing you. Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to More Heart Than Talent Radio. If you enjoyed today's content and would like more insight and education to breakthrough process, join my Jeffrey Combs Inner Circle Coaching Program. It's a private video coaching call every other week where I'll be teaching the skill of the week, followed by coaching JCIC members one-on-one live for observation. All calls are recorded and posted in the JCIC members area. Members will have access to the private JCIC Facebook group where they can ask questions, interact with me, my Golden Mastermind team, the other JCIC members, and receive any support required in their breakthrough process. When you enroll, you will receive the new members welcome kit, which includes my new Breakthrough Factor audio program, my Breakthrough Accelerator course, my digital coaching program, and so much more. You can sign up today for just $197. This is no ordinary coaching program. Sign up now to begin your breakthrough process now.
Go to goldenmastermind.com/circle to get started today.